Can anyone show the way to get rid of ignorance? Shortcut? Method? When it's method, it is ignorance.
So does that mean that if we choose, as Lucas is suggesting, the doorways, say,
actually, Lopa choose.
But my question is also, furthermore, if we choose, say, visible object to study, is it in fact a visible object that is being studied? Or is it just
how
an
you,
idea?
How you study seeing you. You talk about
seeing. Visible object.
Visible
but
object.
We can say seeing also.
Okay.
As you said, choosing sensuals.
And how can you understand visible object as not self, uncontrollable? Where is it? How come to appear to this moment?
Well, I suppose, I mean, the idea is in that by choosing to observe or study visible object, you see that
okay.
It is not self.
Observe?
Yeah.
In what way to understand it?
Would have to be...
It's like this, just like this.
Right.
And what's the way to observe?
It's like trying.
Open your eyes. Pardon?
It's like trying so much with this. Like.
Is Chaitanya one of the Eightfold Path?
No. But Ajahn, people usually want some particular way, even if it's not
people,
meditation.
People, not me. I cannot do anything with those people at all. Aramanupanisya pachaya, pakatupanisya pachaya. Why do we read all this? Just to forget it and have the idea of choosing. It doesn't help at all if one reads and there is the idea of selecting or choosing to understand this, not that. Sotapanna eradicates wrong view completely from everything. Thinking, liking, attachment, aversion, whatever it is conditioned. What is that?
Wind.
Before the idea of wind, what is that?
Hearing of sound.
Yeah. Short way, shortcut to know and to understand.
Sounds like a wolf calling.
Either that or the wind.
an animal, wild animal calling. It sounds like.
See.
But it's only sound.
Different thought. What yes. Conditions such different thought? Not manasikara today. Today is vitaka. Yoniso are forgotten.
That was yesterday.
Because
today is
vitaka.
Yes. At lunchtime, you were asking about. No, I just remembered you were asking about Yoniso Manasikara and that comment in King Mavinda. That's right.
About what, Sam?
You were asking about Yoniso Manasikara and.
Ayoniso.
Ayoniso Manisikara, and about
Pitaka.
Always together.
Not always.
You were mentioning the comment about in questions of King Melinda about cutting the reeds.
Yeah, yeah. But
just to explain the different characteristic and different function of Panya and Manasikara.
I'm sorry. What is it? What is it that to explain the difference?
Manasikara is not Panya.
No.
And the way to understand that it's different from Panya is
given by way of synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ajahn, can you tell me more about the difference between Manasikara and Vitaka?
Yes.
Because it's still like one thing almost.
Manasikara arises with each citta. And how many cittas do not have Vitaka? See? The difference between Manasikara and Vitaka. Even seeing consciousness as Manasikara as its factor, but no Vitaka. And Sampatichana also has the Manasikara, but with Vitaka, just next moment, very close. That's why there are different kinds of citta. Short way. Shortcut to understand this.
And yesterday Ajahn was explaining that Manasikara attends to the object, so even at the moment of seeing, the seeing attends to visible object, the thinking attends to the concept, that Vitaka leads the citta to touch the object, so it can lead visible object or understanding to understand or lead away to all sorts of delirious thinking, so it leads in this way or that way. And seeing and hearing don't need vitaka to lead it to its object, but immediately afterwards the next citta does.
And can Manasikara be Lokottara Manasikara? And vitaka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sankaparham.
Yes.
So the difference between attending to, let's say we have both Vitaka and Manasikara arising in the same citta.
Who can know the seven jetasikas now at moment of seeing? Or as much as one can know from the very beginning, is that seeing is that which sees, no one. And visible object is that which is seen, no one. Coming closer and closer to understand the meaning of anatta.
So, vitaka does not arise with seeing, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It does arise with succeeding jitas in that witti jitta. And its function is to lead
now.
Now.
It's a moment of thinking. It's there. And we are talking about
it. Leads to that idea, not another one. So those with discursive thinking.
okay, it's leads, always with citta, which are not the ten.
Pardon? Which are not with the ten.
Yeah.
And the ten are the sense consciousness.
Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
That's five.
Two. Kusala vipaka, akusala vipaka.
Got it, okay. But not through the through a lie. The sixth, through the mind door.
It seems like we can understand all these now, but they arise and fall away
all the time.
In split seconds, as much as one can know, is the understanding of whatever appears. Vitakka does not appear to citta. Manasikara does not appear to citta, but visible object is now appearing. So what should be known or understood?
Visible object.
Otherwise, there will never be the day or the moment when there is the understanding of reality, when it appears, no matter what.
So I think I asked this yesterday, and I guess I have to ask it again today. Vitakka is spoken of as being that which...
It's like
thinks.
Now there is vitakka, it's like now there is seeing, and it's like now there is visible object, right?
And now there is thinking. And it is vitakka that...
And vichara?
Vichara.
Arising together?
Okay. Vichara is what?
Sustained thinking.
Sustained thinking. Lots of that.
There is not only discursive thinking, there's also sustained thinking.
Okay. Okay.
Just always arises from vitakka.
It does, okay.
So what one gets from studying the teachings, the details, the Abhidhamma, the understanding that there is no self.
That's the important one.
But Ajahn, it still seems that all the world like so serious and that there is a self. Still, even when we talk and...
And we talk.
All adhammas. Which can be known one by one at a time. And only when it appears.
And a lot of these dhammas we talk about only appear to develop panya, I think.
When it appears.
When it appears.
Like now, visible object appears. The object that panya should develop understanding of it.
But
just
so we shouldn't be thinking in terms of developing direct understanding of vitakka, for example, at this stage.
That is I who is thinking. No understanding of visible object.
Right.
What is more difficult, to understand visible object as visible object or vitakka, manasikara, vichara, which do not appear at all.
The first day that Lukas mentioned about manasikara, he used the message from the Milindapanha about manasikara, like grab a bunch of glass, and the panya is like a sharp knife to cut. So this is
just to show that panya is not manasikara, and manasikara is not panya.
But it Ajahn also knows that the manasikara have a very important role. It performs some function that is very important to panya and the Eightfold Path. There is no intention there. There is a samadhiti and there is samasankappa. So we've got vitakka and panya, but there is also no manasikara on the Eightfold Path. So how? Because it was shown that the manasikara, it's the first, like it catches the grass and panya can cut
it off.
That
is the way to understand the difference, only that. Nothing to do with, only that, to see the difference.
And manasikara, that what attends to object, this object or that is also conditioned and it's not self, isn't it? So what's our task to do? It's to develop more understanding of this, like Dhamma, 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 like slowly about the characteristic, and that there is no self, like that, two elements. And is it good to think even of this, like consider, because there is Sutta Panya and Chintamaya Panya and Bhava Maya Panya. So what's the difference between Sutta and Chintamaya Panya?
Do you think after you heard Dhamma?
Yes.
So
it's Vitaka.
Oh, Chintamaya Panya.
Oh, yes, Chintamaya Panya.
Yeah.
It was a Dhamma joke.
Because you say that we don't have to mind Vitaka because it arises almost all the time, except when there is seeing, just that moment, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
And thinking.
Thinking is not seeing.
Yes,
only
but
ten.
This morning we talked about nimitta, and you said sometime that we only see, hear, touch, smell, only nimitta.
All nimitta.
It's like a shadow of the Paramattha Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
So nimitta is a shadow of Paramattha Dhamma.
The sign of each Paramattha Dhamma. That's
the
why
sign.
For the five khandhas, there are rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara khanda nimitta, and vinyana nimitta. All nimitta to show how rapidly reality arises and falls away in succession. So what is left is the sign or marks of each one, like feeling. If it is only just one moment, can you know? It's gone completely.
Like a vitaka is the same.
Rupa nimitta includes all kinds of rupa. Vedana nimitta, all kinds of vedana. So one lives in the world of nimitta.
And Panya can experience nimitta and the exact Paramattha Dhamma.
Now what appears?
Only nimitta.
And what is Paramattha?
Cannot, not.
Visible object.
Panyati is still nimitta, or is it panyati?
What appears? What appears now?
Panyati.
Mm-hmm. Or nimitta. And what is reality?
Visible object.
Visible object.
Can there be nimitta of?
There is nimitta. Is.
No.
Concept real?
No.
Does it arise and fall away?
No. Well, that's what I thought Alberto was asking about.
About?
Maybe I got that
wrong. Yeah, I got it, yeah. No, yeah, she answered, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the panyati is nimitta because it doesn't arise and fall away.
Panyati?
Concepts
yeah.
Don't arise and don't fall
right.
away.
Right,
yeah.
So no.
So it's a nimitta.
Okay.
I didn't think so.
There are Paramattha Dhammas, with our Paramattha Dhammas arising and falling away in succession until what appears is just a sign or mark of Paramattha Dhamma. So with our Paramattha Dhamma, there will never be nimitta at all.
Right.
But what appears is nimitta.
Yes.
Not the succession of the arising
yes.
and falling away of Paramattha Dhamma.
Yes.
So, Sanya marks
Yes.
And knows nimitta.
Yes. As
who's who, what's what. Right? This, this. Nimitta, nimitta.
Okay.
And panjanti is that which is known by nimitta.
So, there will be no.
So you know
panyati.
You call it panyati, but you know from nimitta. So panyati is that which knows.
Panyati.
Whatever nimitta is there, because you don't know the visible object as it is.
Right.
You know just the nimitta.
Right.
And panyati is that which is known.
Panyati. Is that not panyati is concept, right?
If you don't use the word concept.
Okay, panyati.
Is that which is known.
It's known, but it is not real. It's not a reality.
You said that which is known by nimitta?
Mm-hmm. Without nimitta.
Then without nimitta, no.
Without panyati.
No panyati.
How can panyati know anything without nimitta?
And when it talks in the suttas about attending to nimitta nupiyachana, this is the same nimitta that
right.
that you're going to
hear. And nupiyachana, the details.
The details.
Yeah. The nimitta of the nose, the nimitta of the ear is known by nimitta.
But then when it talks about attending to the nimitta nupiyanchana, and this nimitta, without this nimitta there's no panyati, but this is not, is this still sankhara nimitta? Because it seems very
this
far
paramada
away.
Dhamma,
then no nimitta.
Yeah.
So it is still
but you see that when there is nimitta, one clings to nimitta. No, nothing about paramada Dhamma at all. But when panya is there is less clinging to nimitta.
So closer to the reality, paramada
Dhamma.
To the paramada Dhamma. So
because of understanding.
But actually it's still nimitta, whether it's
all day,
whether there's any understanding or not.
Yeah.
And so it just depends whether there's clinging to the nimitta, anubhyanjana, or understanding of it to get closer to the reality.
Mm-hmm. So it pay less attention to nimitta and anubhyanjana, like before.
That is, understanding would pay less. Yeah.
Because you know the paramada Dhamma.
Right.
So the low level of understanding can experience the nimitta as the
can understand
of
reality.
The reality of nimitta.
Okay, I see the eyes, but there is the understanding of visible objects, which is the nimitta. So there is the idea of eyes, ears. But by understanding that it's only visible object, one pays less attention until no self in it, no ears, no eyes. In reality, it's only nimitta of the arising and falling away of rupas in succession.
Just sound, not the details of sound which lead to the ideas of wolf or wind.
And that will lead to better and better understanding of anatta, not just, visible object is not self. Before the time come to know all realities as they are, to become sotapanna. No doubt. no idea of self, no atta sanya.
Chan mentioned many times about nama and rupa are lies.
Not true.
Not true. So this is the nimitta is.
When one realizes nibbana, what is true? Because nama, rupa arise and pass away in second, in split seconds. Nothing is left. Because there seems like this there all the time.
The conjurer's trick.
Mm-hmm. And this is hard to understand. But only Nibbana is.
Panya develops and understand more and more. Because ignorance cannot understand anything.
I have a rather interesting letter here from Phil from Japan. It's rather long, so I'll just go through it in bits, and if there's any bits you want to make a comment on, please do. I was very impressed to hear talks from India in which Ajahn Suchin stressed again and again that we're not able to understand mental states as clearly as we would like to think. Like you just said, does Manasikara appear, does Vitaka appear? Until we know nama from rupa, the idea of sorting out, for example, kusala and akusala nama is beyond us. This came up very clearly in one talk in which a woman asked her why she, the woman, cried when she visited holy sites. The woman asked, was it kusala or akusala? And Ajahn Suchin answered very clearly that there's no way to know that until we know nama from rupa. We'll just be thinking and speculating. In another talk from a few years ago, Ajahn Suchin clearly said that it is harder for us to know nama than rupa. Nama is more subtle. I thought at the time she was right, and I still think she is right. But when I asked about it this year in Thailand, she said no, no way to say which is more subtle.
It is. But you see that why it's more subtle? Because rupa has something presenting like visible object and sound, while nama doesn't have anything like one used to know. But it depends on whether right understanding can understand what. And usually, since the rupa is coarser than nama, so, without the development of understanding enough, can there be the moment of penetration of the difference, the demarcation of the nama and rupa?
I think the point was that we can say rupa is more coarse or more apparent, but if there is an idea that therefore rupa should be known first, then again it's like selecting an object, and of course it depends on accumulations, what will appear or what will be known.
Aramana Upanisaya Pachaya.
Pardon?
Aramana Upanisaya Pachaya.
Anyway, I do think it's true that until we know nama from rupa, which of course isn't as easy as people would think, we will not really know our mind states, and it will just be thinking and speculating, usually rooted in lobha. So it's still kind of the idea that
it doesn't matter at all what can be known first. or later?
Because it just depends on accumulation. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's the I who clings to, should I know this or that first?
No.